Shalom and welcome to this week's listener's testimony. This week is from Sujin, who is doing ministry work in Thailand. And we thank Sujin so very much for sending us her testimony. And these are the words of Sujin. The Bible says, they shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. These words lend great weight to the power of telling our stories, but not every story has a clear beginning. My story is like that. I was raised in Christianity and have no clear memory of when I first came to believe in God. I learned many stories about the heroes of the Bible, like Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Joshua and David. I was taught that these people are our role models, and I envied their God experience. I wanted God to talk to me, but I was told God doesn't speak to us anymore. I gave up on God and religion and walked away from Him as a teenager. Fast forward 20 years. Through a life that fit the model of the American dream and has now come to nothing. The Bible says that a house built on sand cannot stand. I watched my life crumble around me, and I could only wonder why. I've always been told that God helps those that help themselves, so I had relearned to rely on my own power. This lie hides the fact that life without God has only a little power. God alone has the power we need to have a life built on a strong foundation. I'd come to the end of my power, and all of my dreams and hopes were like bits of paper cast to the wind. I wanted to die. In the midst of what felt like the end of my life, God sent someone into my life. This woman heard the voice of God, and she had a personal relationship with Him. I'd never met anyone that so clearly showed that God was a part of her life. I was very interested, and God started to teach me through this woman how to pray and how to hear His voice. As she spent time praying with me, I fell in love with God. But my life was still broken, and I didn't know how to go on. Then one day, God spoke to me right in my living room. He told me that He didn't want me to die because He had something He wanted me to do. I can't explain how or why I knew that this was God speaking to me, but I knew this was God. So right there, I made a deal with Him. Many people will tell you that God doesn't make deals, but He does. In the Bible, deals are called covenants, and God makes covenants or deals with His children throughout the Bible. This deal I made with God was that I would go wherever He said, do whatever He wanted, and live how He wanted me to live. His part of the deal was that He had to tell me where to go, what to do, and how to live and take care of me. He didn't say anything more that day, but I felt like He liked this deal. I knew I just couldn't continue my life in the States. My health was not good because of the stress of my job, and my lifestyle and my family situation was very painful. I made plans to leave the U.S., and to go to Egypt to teach English. I had my plans in place and was a couple of weeks away from leaving for Egypt when God spoke to me again, and He said three words, go to Thailand. I had no idea about Thailand, including where it was, but I got out of bed and looked up Thailand on the internet. I contacted the Thai Ministry of Education and got an immediate response that they had a job, and I had to get there by the end of the week. So I scrambled to rearrange all my plans and bought a one-way ticket to Bangkok. I had no idea about this job or even where I was going to go beyond Bangkok. I remember getting off the plane 11 years ago and looking up at the high ceiling and announcing to God, okay, I'm here. What do I do? I walked out of the meeting area, and there was someone waiting to meet me from the school. He spoke a little English, and I spoke no Thai. The first thing he asked was if I could walk a long distance. Now, normally the answer would be no at that time because I had a problem with my legs, but as I considered the question, I thought, well, God promised me he would make me able to do whatever he called me to do, so I guess the answer is yes, I can. So I spoke my answer, and that moment God healed my legs, and walking in Thailand has been a great joy in my life, and I've been seen walking great distances and even up a mountain once and without pain. Praise God. Within 3 days of coming to Thailand, I had a new job, a new house, and within a few months, a new family. The life that God has given me here in Thailand is nothing like the life I had in America. God has used my life to change the lives of countless people, especially children here in Thailand. I've had a lot of struggles here over the last 10 years with language and culture and the normal daily things that come with life, but God promised that he would never leave me or forsake me, and his promises are always good. Sometimes my life here seems completely disconnected from the life I had before, but the neat thing about God is that he used everything in my life to prepare me to live this life for him. His plans from the beginning have been for my good. I've seen God do incredible miracles and beautiful kindnesses as he reaches out through my hands, and I've never grown tired of watching him make himself known to someone. There's nothing like the joy of knowing him and walking with him in this world. If there's one thing that I hope that anyone hearing my story would learn, it's this. God loves you. He created you so that you could be a part of his family, his son or his daughter. He will spend your whole life trying to reach out to you and help you to find him. Life outside of his plans and purposes that he created for you will never come close to what he has prepared for you. Give him a chance to prove his love for him, for you. Give him a chance to prove his love for you. I'm going to say it again. Give him a chance to prove his love for you by letting him come into your life, and you will not be sorry that you did it. Hallelujah. These are the words of Sue Jean, and we thank her so much for sharing her testimony with us on this week's Listener's Testimony. Join us again next week at the same time for another Listener Testimony, and please send your testimony to paul@inspiredfaith.org. paul@inspiredfaith.org. Please put in the subject line, testimony. Your words can help save someone's life. Hallelujah. God bless you.